North Carolina has more hogs than nearly any other state, and for years, people have been trying to turn hog waste into electricity. Well, this year, Duke University researchers made a major leap forward in their effort to turn every hog farm in the state into a renewable source. WUNC's James Morrison reports.
In 2010, Duke University piloted a system for turning hog excrement into electricity. This system is still running at Lloyd Ray Farm in Yadkinville, hundreds of miles west of where most of the state's hogs live. Marvin Cavanaugh is the owner of the engineering firm Cavanaugh Solutions, which designed the farm's anaerobic digestion system.
It's like feeding a baby. You got to feed that baby when that thing's hungry, and it stays hungry.
On any hog farm, water is used to flush waste out of the barns and into a lagoon. Bacteria eats away and creates methane. Instead of letting that methane bubble into the atmosphere and increase greenhouse gases, Cavanaugh captures it by covering the lagoon with a giant pool cover.
A big storage balloon is what it amounts to.
That methane is then cleaned and turned into natural gas that's turned into electricity. The goal of this system is for Duke University and Google to earn carbon offset credits by eliminating the pig farm's methane, which is 25 times more potent than CO2. If you create a little natural gas in the process, that's just an added benefit. But as more companies and countries move away from fossil fuels, this renewable natural gas is starting to become a lot more attractive.
We had two teams from China came, was asking what they were going to do with the gas. So we're going to bottle it and burn it in our cars. I said, it's not cost effective. He said, maybe not for you. What you pay for gas, but what we pay for gas, it's very effective.
Over the past 7 years, the project at Lloyd Ray Farms has taught Cavanaugh and Duke University how to scale the production process and squeeze more gas out of each hog farm. Meanwhile,
the Optima KV project will probably generate enough electricity that 1,000 homes would use in a year.
That's Randy Wheelis of Duke Energy, which is purchasing Cavanaugh's swine biogas to meet a state-required mandate. The Optima KV project came online in late March and directs biogas from 5 area hog farms into a natural gas pipeline that feeds a nearby Duke Energy power plant.
We think we can burn that at existing power plants and get a lot more energy out of it than the conventional way, which was to burn it on site at the farms.
A 2013 Duke University study found this pipeline approach could lower the cost of swine biogas to as little as 5 cents a kilowatt hour. That's roughly the same price as solar power. And there's a reason Duke University is interested in lowering the price of renewable natural gas. It has a goal of dropping its emissions to zero by 2024. And while solar and wind energy can get the university most of the way there, it's still not enough. Massive boilers at Duke University need a combustible fuel source to turn water into steam that will heat campus buildings. The plan is to convert the boilers from burning natural gas to burning swine biogas.
And that means we would be able to run on a renewable energy source, and we would also get credit for destroying that methane that's coming off of those lagoons.
Tanya Voigt is the director of biogas strategy at Duke University. She envisions a time in the near future where all North Carolina hog farms will be connected to a renewable natural gas pipeline. And she says it shouldn't stop with hog waste, since biogas can be made from food scraps, chicken poop, and even human waste.
Once we develop the infrastructure for a biogas market in North Carolina, you're going to see those other sectors find ways to make biogas as well. It's sort of field of dreams. If you build it, they will come.
Except this field of dreams is made of poop. For Here and Now, I'm James Morrison in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.